This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Hey, hey, it's episode 123, and Peter's still reading. He'll finish up the chapter for us today. Hey, Peter, what is our chapter?
Matthew chapter 25.
And our verses?
Verses 31 to 46.
Great. Let's get started.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
Great, Peter. Thank you. So, this is the last parable of the chapter. Jesus tells three parables in chapter 25. The first one was about the bridegroom. The second was about the man traveling to a distant country, giving talents to his servants. And the third is about a shepherd separating sheep from goats. That was today's. In each of these parables, Jesus is actually speaking about himself. He is the bridegroom, and we are waiting for him. He is the man who gives us talents and abilities that he wants us to use for good things. And he is the shepherd who separates the sheep from the goats. In this story, the sheep are those who cared for others in need, and the goats are those who did not. And Jesus said that when we care for those in need, it's like we are caring for Jesus. And when we don't care for those in need, it's like we're not caring for Jesus. Remember when Jesus told us that the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love others? And these two commandments are related. You can't do one without doing the other. You can't love God but not care for those in need. And if you're caring for those in need, you are loving God. They work together. That's what Jesus is saying here with this parable. Now, this is the last parable that Jesus tells before his passion, before he is arrested. It's one of the last things that he teaches his disciples, so it's very important. It's so important that it is the gospel reading in church on the Sunday just before Great Lent begins. It's a reminder about what Lent is really about learning to love God by loving each other. So thanks, Peter, for reading and for finishing chapter 25 for us. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.